One more shout-out for Fort Qu'Appelle. Anybody in Fort Qu'Appelle tonight, please come now. Okay, we're off to the big city up north. 1667 Saskatoon. Who do we have up in Saskatoon tonight? Please come now.
I'm Delta Juliet, Quebec. Good evening, George.
Good evening, Doris. How are you tonight? It's kind of cute. I got nobody coming up on my screen. I don't have any names and stuff, so I'm going by memory here now. But yours isn't too hard to remember. So what's Doris been up to in the last week or so?
Alpha Romeo, Japan.
Hey there, Mr. Art with a J. And how are you this fine evening? And how's that new vehicle of yours working out? You finally got some satisfaction out of SGI, or are you still negotiating contracts there? Hi, hi.
The second time was not too bad. Just straightening out between the banks and and the van there. So I've had to put another GPS into the van, a whole lot cheaper than the other one. And that's what I'm doing tonight after this. So otherwise than that, I don't think. We're doing too badly. I just finished putting the radio back into this van, so I think we got everything rolling on that. So it seems not too bad. We got to look for some tire rims and whatnot. So maybe I can actually change tires over with the rims, so it'll be a little bit cheaper that way. So I think probably we're going to come out either even or a little bit ahead. So except for one vehicle now, so that's a little bit of a difference than what we've had. So with all the wherewithal, I think it's not doing too bad. It's just cleaning up small jobs.
Yeah, it sounds like you had a pretty quick transition there, all things considered, from the time the occurrence until you got yourself a new one up and running. You've done pretty good, I think. Quite often there's a few months travels in between getting anything started and anything done. So, yeah, good on you and getting it done, being in the right place, I guess, at the right time with the right people and getting your stuff done. And if you can just about break even, well, that's a plus. I've heard too many horror stories the other way around, so good on you for getting it done. And, yeah, there's always a little bit of stuff that takes a while to kind of get wrapped up. And, I'm just rebuilding a computer here, and it takes me about a week to finally figure out what I had on it to start with before I crashed it. I need to install that, so it keeps on going for a while. Thanks for being there, Art. Anything else? Go ahead.
Node 5-1.
It's a learning process. And we've got Lyft over here in the city. We've also Uber. I've never taken them, but I'm trying to find out some other, the taxi people here. If you find out who you don't want and who you want, and who's the cheaper and who's otherwise, and where you can do drop-offs, and and all sorts of these little things in the middle, in between time. You have work to do, the other person has work to do, and the son is going back to tech school for a little bit. So nothing like being busy, you know.
I am dying to be bored anyway, for sure. I can just imagine what your schedule looks like just from chatting with you. You seem to be on the go. Well, I won't say 24/7, but you definitely get busy by the crew. And like you say, I guess it keeps you out of trouble for the most part.
It does. So, it was the other one, like the son is moving back home here. Because I don't want to run him out of money here, so that's where that's going. So hopefully, by the time that we get through the tech school, we'll be looking at a job at the other end, which would be nice, and we'll see what happens. But don't count anything yet. But that's in theory, anyways. Anyway, back to you. That's the way it is right now. There, back to you.
Yeah, copy that. So what version of tech is he going into?
IT, troubleshooting.
be okay then. Good enough. Thanks for being there. Have yourself a good week. get the little odds and ends wrapped up and get used to that new set of wheels. And yeah, I always like to have a spare set I can just put on and take the other ones off and not have to worry about rimming and stuff like that. That's a bit of a pain. And I think it's harder than the tires to boot. So yeah, have yourself a good week and hopefully the weather will hold up and you'll have a good time. Do we have anybody else up in Saskatoon besides Art and Doris? Anybody else in Saskatoon area? Please come now. Okay, nothing else heard. Let's move back south to node 1682, Indian Head. Do we have anybody in Indian Head tonight for the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat? If so, please come now. Got a good chunk, but no audio. If that was somebody trying to get in, please try again. More shout out for Indian Head. Anybody in Indian Head tonight, please come now. One more shout out for the Yorkton area. Anybody in the Yorkton area tonight? This is the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat calling.
BE5LCM for BE5LBD.
Activity time out.
Saskatchewan Reflector 9300. Link disconnected. Welcome to the Saskatchewan Reflector 9300. Link connected.
Anybody else besides Larry and Grace in the Yorkton area tonight? If so, please come now.
V5PFL.
PFL. Petrov, how are you this fine evening, Peter? And I've talked to you for a long time. What you been up to the last last part of the summer? Go ahead.
Very often, and been busy with a whole bunch of other things. You were calling for check-ins from the Yorkton repeater. I'm on the Norquay repeater. Yorkton is silent. And there's no action on the Yorkton repeater. It's off the air. Over.
Roger that. The Yorkton itself is definitely off the air. We have a blown repeater. But there's a substitute book to go in. Actually, the old one from Rokenville has been repaired and going back in there. So we'll have another one going when Randy gets a chance to get it in. But yes, and good to hear from you. So you've been busy. Well, I know you're not skiing because it's not the right time of year for that. What you been up to?
Flowers, vegetables, yard work in Yorkton. Get to the Duck Mountain location most weekends.